Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, here in the new year, it's not only individuals who take time to make plans and set goals for a healthier, more hopefully prosperous year ahead, but businesses do as well. So we want to take a look today at the landscape for healthcare by employers and what we'll be seeing as we look ahead into 2016. Here joining me is, of course, Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what's 2016 going to look like in terms of health coverage by employers, and what do you predict?
First of all, 2016 ushers in the final phase of the employer mandate of the Affordable Care Act. So every business with over 50 full-time employees must provide their workers health coverage or pay a tax penalty. Companies with 49 or fewer employees do not and will not be required to provide health coverage now or in the future.
Now, you conducted a survey as to what employers were providing and how they were approaching these new mandates. What did the survey discover?
So employers are going to be taking on this obligation, some for the first time. We know a few things based on our survey. Roughly 60% of employers say that they're going to keep their contribution to the cost of employees' premiums the same. That's their priority, or deductibles, or co-pays, or co-insurance. And 3 in 10 employers want to maximize their contributions to employees' premiums to help manage health insurance costs. So not only do they want to keep what they're doing, but some employers want to increase. Also, more than 2 in 5 companies say they anticipate their employees' health care costs to the company will increase in the next 24 to 36 months.
All of that, of course, speaks to the issue of competitiveness and it being able to attract and retain quality employees, and that the benefits package is a big, if not the most important part of that.
Absolutely. Also in our survey, we know that on average, employers offer 3 to 5 health plans to employees. Employers have been more frequently sharing information about health benefits with their employees over the last 3 years. And this trend will likely continue since many companies plan to amend their health plan options in the future.
What does 2016 look like in terms of what people can expect with regard to quality and, of course, cost?
Well, our research shows that the quality of health insurance will remain high, but costs may go up in 2016. Large and mid-sized employers are more concerned about managing costs related to cancer, prescription drugs, diabetes, surgery, and childbirth expenses than small employers. So those within healthcare, those are the areas that employers are concerned about. Also, a majority of employers expect the quality of health insurance, as I said, will stay the same or improve. Many employers believe that the higher costs in healthcare translate into higher quality care, which is an interesting connection that they make. They don't feel like these higher costs are being wasted.
So all in all, I mean, the landscape looks pretty promising. So in terms of cost, it's pretty clear it's going to go up. So how does that really impact the landscape going forward?
In order to limit the cost to the company, there has been a steady increase in the use of high deductible health plans and consumer directed health plans over the last 2 years. Nearly 2 in 3 employers offer one of these types of plans along with the health savings account. High deductible plans obviously put more of the burden on the employee in terms of how they use their health insurance and what kind of medical care they seek.
Well, Hector, that's all we have time for. We'll revisit this, of course, as we go forward. Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.